Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, remote and hybrid workers are more productive. They've better work-life balance. They face lower childcare and commuting costs. This is according to a new research commissioned by the trade union Forsa that's out today. They also tell us that managers have reported fewer missed deadlines among remote working staff than those that are actually working fully on site. Tony is with me on the line today because, Tony, you've both worked and managed remotely. Are you a more diligent worker when you're at home?
Well, Andrea, how are you doing?
Good.
I suppose it depends on the worker, and there's no one size fits all. I did it myself for about 12 years as a worker, and then I managed people that did it. And there's a few key things. One, what's good for the organisation, what's good for the individual? So the organisation, there are benefits for the right person, because there are people who are brilliant working from home, and there are people who are not so brilliant working from home. And you never can be quite sure until you actually try them out. But the other thing people forget is the individual. You may want to work from home and there's fantastic benefits, which you mentioned.
Mm.
However, is it good for you as a person? Is it good for your personality, for your well-being? Because it's quite a lonely place.
Yeah.
So your interaction with people is solely through the phone. The face-to-face is gone, which is the most important type of communication. And some people it doesn't suit. Other people it does. So if you're an introverted type person, it may make you more introverted. So you have to look at that. The organisation wants a result. And most organisations don't care whether that result is at home or in the office. You do lose things when people are working remotely. You don't get the interaction.
Mm.
But the person benefits. Like, I travel to Dublin every day. It was a 2-hour commute each way. That's 4 hours, 20 hours a week.
Yeah, was a lot of lost time.
But when I worked remotely, I did tend to work longer hours. Whether times where it was really, really important, something happened at home, and it was a benefit? Absolutely. Did it save me money commuting? Absolutely. It was better for my physical health as regards driving, but I was fine because I'm quite a cheerful person, but I know people that did work for me that became more withdrawn.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's the only solution, Andrea.
Yeah, just
like, for example,
go on ahead.
Yeah, I had some brilliant, and I'd be shocked for being sexist, I had some brilliant women workers who, for family reasons, maybe a child, wanted to quit. I offered them remote working because I didn't want to lose them. And I know the child goes up and they go to school and that person still may want to come back. And that worked brilliantly for the individual, but it worked brilliantly for the company as well, because we didn't lose those people. And they had the best of both worlds.
So you found a way, kind of pre-hybrid working to make that work for staff, for men and women across the country. Do you have a preference, Tony, before I just bring Louise in? Like, do you have a preference to work from the kitchen table or commute to the office?
Well, it wouldn't be a kitchen table, it would be a desk because of health and safety and all that stuff. No, Andrea. For the travel thing was torture, but there's a great thing to be said for working in the office because the interaction. Pros and cons. It's a difficult one, Dan.
Depends on the suitability down to the individual. Okay, what about
Absolutely.
You, Louise? You're like Tony, you've worked both remotely and on site. Which works better for you?
Hi, Andrea. I'm just to say, Enya's brilliant, isn't she? Not giving away an answer there to you previous.
Thanks for that, Louise.
Yeah. Yes, I've worked both, and not in the management position now. So I'm kind of wondering, is Tony, might his priority might be the organisation? But anyways, I'll take it from an employee point of view. I've worked in both. I would be disciplined enough to work from home, I have to emphasise the work-life balance there. From working from home, the financial savings, brilliant. Location flexibility. So, you know, it allows workers to live in areas with lower cost of living.
Mm.
And, of course, and considering this present economic climate, we're all for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about being reasonable, but organisations being reasonable. That's how I see it. And,
okay.
And Tony sort of came across it there. He's saying about the smoother relationships, you know, the collaboration between employees in relation to problem solving. you know, was good.
So it's worked for you personally, but what about your employer? Would do you find that are you a better worker when you're working from home?
I believe, well, I haven't been told either or, but because obviously it's the target, and the target was met, and the organisation was happy.
Yeah.
So either way, you know, it doesn't affect me achieving those targets. I would be interested in the longer hours that Tony spoke about. Was he happy doing those longer hours? I wonder, why did he do those longer hours? Why did he feel that he did work for longer when he was working from home? I'd be interested in that. I'd be sort of, would the cutoff point would be the whatever, 5 o'clock, and that's it. Maybe as a manager.
Laptop, you know, shut down at 5 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Where right. I would be quite disciplined in that. I'd make sure, you know, I'd stick to the time, you know, that I'm working, and it's like it's 9 to 5, and I take my breaks, and that's it, and I'm finished at 5 o'clock. Yeah. And I just want to say, just for the benefits for the employer, which is something that's quite interesting, is that if you've got remote workers, then the employer has access to top-tier global talent. So they're not restricted by the geographic locations.
Well, that is a fair point, and definitely a benefit for the employer. What about you, Owen? Owen is on the line as well. You work fully remotely, Owen, is that right?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks very much for having me on. So, yeah, I work fully remotely. I've worked fully remotely now since, I'd say, about a year or two before, even pre-COVID, to be honest. I've worked for a few different companies. The most recent one now is a German fintech. So pretty much all of my colleagues are remote. We're very well set up for that remote working lifestyle, I suppose. I think that's the important piece here, to be honest, is that the business has to be set up correctly for the remote working piece. Say, for example, my wife, she works in Limerick in a company. She's working from home today. We're both working from home. It can get a little bit messy when that happens. One of us has to choose the office. The other one has to choose the kitchen table.
How do you fight that out?
Well, at the moment, my wife is pregnant, so she gets to come to the office.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
But I mean, I don't mind the kitchen table every now and again, to be fair. It does kind of give a different feel every now and again. For me, to be honest with you, it is very much the work-life balance is one thing. You know, you get to have your lunch at home. You're not, and there's the argument of bringing lunch to work and all the rest of it. You're still going to buy something or pick. There's the walking meeting side of things. We do promote walking meetings. And as well as that, I'm not having to rush around in the mornings or that, again, as Tony mentioned there, being in the car and all the rest of it. I do find the increased productivity side of things
So you think you're a better worker, are you, when you're working from home?
Oh, for sure. Sure. There's no distractions. You know, like I set up my environment for the way that I feel comfortable working. You know, so I'm able to limit the distractions. I don't have somebody walking up to my desk in an office saying, "Hey, how are you doing?" or "How was that event or meeting you were at?" kind of thing. You know, if one of my colleagues wants to contact me, they have to do it either via WhatsApp sometimes or Slack or what Teams, that kind of stuff. And I just to kind of, I suppose, bounce off of what Tony had said there a few moments ago, like to say that it was just called, I've got fantastic face-to-face stuff via, I suppose, the newer face-to-face via video call. And our company sets up virtual poker nights, virtual games nights, so that it does build that, I suppose, team camaraderie.
Jeez,
spirit,
so I don't know. And maybe I didn't do much of the working from home during COVID because I was always in the office, but that would bore me to death, though. If I was sitting at
home.
No,
you don't go to every one of them, to be fair. And I will say that for some companies, to be fair, and I can understand that as well, because there's sometimes there where I'm like, Jesus, I don't want to be looking at these people now today. Yeah. You know? And there is that aspect of it, to be fair. But
can I bring this text to you? Because I'm interested in your response to this, right? This is the views of two listeners. Loads of other messages I can read, but these two have jumped out of my own, right? Working from home, I think it's destroyed lives, businesses, marriages, relationships, and children who don't see their parents actually going to work. Another listener tells me, I think this working from home, it's a total scam. You get out of bed 10 minutes before you start work. You don't commute. You cut the grass. You walk the dog. You do the shopping. I think it's an insult to those of us who do commute and have to go and do actual work, says this listener.
Well, my first response to that is wow. I have to say wow to that, to be honest with you. I am up every morning out of the bed for 6:30. I don't start work till 8:30. I'm up out of the bed at 6:30. I get up, jump, usual routine, get ready for work, showered, breakfast, the whole lot. I'll maybe tidy up, clean the house a little bit, but I am ready to work for 8:30.
Yeah.
And even if I'm ready before that, I log on earlier. A little bit on to Louise's side of things. Look, my role is within kind of, I suppose, the more business development, sales side of things. So I do agree with Tony's side of things of the sometimes the longer hours, especially around kind of your month ends, that kind of stuff. Mm. It can kind of stretch on a little bit.
Okay.
I don't mind that because of the fact that it's few and far between, really. But there are those longer days, for sure.
Okay. James is joining us on as well. 1800-453-106. That's the number. James, do you and your friends want to work remotely?
Well, I think, yeah, some of us do want to work remotely, but it depends on the job you have. My job, I have to work with my hands, so physically I can't work from home. Another friend of mine, he has a hybrid model, so he'd sometimes go up to Dublin or sometimes he'd work from his home in Donegal. So it depends. But there's benefits to it and there's also drawbacks. I mean, benefits being if you have to care for someone, whether that's a children or a family member who is medically unwell, then yeah, there's massive benefits to that. But there's also massive drawbacks. And I know the other caller there was talking about how people don't interrupt you when you're at work. And I understand that it can get quite irritating. But a huge part of professional development is actually being able to interrupt. And what I mean by that is, for example, if you're in the office, and my father talked about this because he's done both work from home and remotely. If you're in the office and you have a problem or some issue where you're trying to figure something out, it's a lot easier to stick your head around the door and go, here, could I bounce this off you for a minute or so? Or how does this work? Or trying to learn an experience from other people's experience is a lot easier. Whereas if you're from home, it's too official. You have to set up a team.
Oh, she has to make a phone call.
Out of time.
It's a disaster. I hate it, to be honest with you.
It's extremely difficult. And that's for young people in particular, that's very hard to develop your professional development and your social development. And that's what a lot of work is. I mean, my father's retired, but he talks about how he spent, you know, years in the office where he still talks to these people and built up, you know, favors and relationships and stuff that really developed him as a person and in his career. And a lot of young people are missing out on that. And I think that's a real shame to their development as a person and their career.
Barbara, you haven't been back to the office since the COVID pandemic, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I've not been back to the office, and I would have been full time in an office beforehand. And I 100% think that remote is a great option. It's not for every job, let's be honest. Mm. Not every job can be, and having more hybrid opportunities. But I think going back to what Noel said, very, very true. A huge amount of women, let's be honest, women do the heavy lifting most of the time when it comes to childcare and drop off to schools or baby, you know, creches, etc. And we educate these women up to huge standards in Ireland. And then suddenly, because of family situations, many of them lose kind of the momentum of their career because suddenly they are, you know, having to do the heavy lifting and they end up leaving a job where you have to factor in pickups and commutes as well. And that's not always conducive, you know.
So it is good for the work-life balance, but is it good for your employer?
I think so, because it's the same as what everyone else said there. You know, you end up doing a lot more. You're up earlier. You're not facing a commute. You're at your desk in minutes. You're able to work that bit longer when you need to get projects over the line because you're not thinking about that I've got another 2-hour commute as well as working on the project. And I think that an awful lot of people, when they say, I laugh when I hear this whole thing about that everyone's collaborating in the office, like it reminds me of Father Ted when they're all trying to do a mass, you know, in the Speed episode, as if we're all gathering around the desk trying to come up with a solution. That doesn't really, to my experience, that never really happened.
Yeah, no, it is rare. All right. This listener says, I'd love the opportunity to work from home. I actually work in a community unit. It's a long-term unit for older people, so I can't work from home and I never get that option. And another texter tells me, both myself and my partner worked from home from our kitchen table during the COVID pandemic, in capital letters, never again. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. Tony, Louise, Owen, James, Barbara, thanks a million for getting in touch and sharing your stories.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.